Hello and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast, episode 462. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one. The 4G to your 3G. The only. Everyone's favorite sack boy. Sounds derogatory, not meant to be. The one. The only, the KevinMiller.com. Welcome to the MOG Radio Network, TheKevinMiller.com.
Thank you, Justin, for finally mastering the dramatic pause.
That's right. Oh, stupidity. We were just talking beforehand about the...
Justin's going to get a Vita today.
I am going to get a Vita today.
Why? What's going to happen?
What the hell could
Why didn't
wrong?
We go get it right now and you could unbox it in the middle of the show? It's the best day of my life.
Kevin's scratching at his forehead like...
It's the best day of my life. I'm as excited for you to get a Vita as I am because I win.
Understand what that means.
I've been trying to convince you that it's a great idea for so long, and you've finally fallen into the pit. It's
yeah,
wonderful.
Well, and I realized too that, well, it's hard because I think maybe what I'm reacting to is that honestly, my life, there is no time for gaming, but that would give me little nuggets of time.
It's like, and it's so great. You press this PS button, and the thing pauses. Yeah. 100% and powers down. You can, like, I've left it alone for days, picked it right back up mid jump, and it just sits there. You can hit the PS button, you can be mid jump or something, hit the PS button, and then go look
and then watch yourself fall.
Yeah, exactly.
Into
it's
a
amazing.
Pit of death.
No, and then you can go and check other settings and check your Wi-Fi.
I like that idea. I want to, because that's what would be fun. It's like, you know, when you hack into your, you get onto your friend's Facebook account, I would like to pick up your Vita. And then you're playing Sackboy and then do a jump where he's about to fall and die and then turn it off so that the next time you get in there, you're like, hey, aww.
It's happened to myself. I don't need your pranking. I did it to me. It's happened many times.
So you're saying that I should get the 3G because...
Yes. There's a game called Ruin. I think they changed the name to like Warrior's Lair. It was supposed to come out... about a month ago, and they still haven't released the day, but it's a little like Diablo or any of those. So it's a top-down adventuring RPG game, but it's got some, but like I have a lair that I protect, and you have a lair that you protect, and we can either team up mm-hmm. or we can fight each other, and I can rage, like if you're not online, it doesn't matter. I can go into, if I see you, if we're within proximity of each other, I see your territory, and I can go in and,
oh, really?
And do stuff to you and come back. And so
that only works if you're on the 3G.
That aspect of it will work on the 3G, because the Vita will still see if I... I don't have the 3G activator right now, but since I'm on your Wi-Fi, I would be able to see all other PlayStations within a 5-mile radius of this spot.
Oh, regardless of if they're on my network.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
It tells me where they are. So I've actually been chatting with people in near my neighborhood at work that have apartments. We became friends on the Vita because I'm like, oh, hey, where are you at? And he's like, oh, yeah, I live up on Yucca. I'm like, oh, hey, I work in this office. Cool, great. Here's a game good.
Oh, you give game goods?
Yeah, you can. When you see each other, you can give them little stuff for inside their game and such.
Nice.
So, the future's now, brother.
It's going to be me eventually,
it's
everyone.
Got a lanyard. Spot for a lanyard right here, too.
Oh, well, in that case.
Let's go get two.
Most unused item ever on anything, now, in my opinion.
Here's the push. Should you also get one for Jacob?
No. That will not be happening.
I've told my son, Quinn, many times that when he gets old enough, I'm just going to give him my PSP because I'm like, why? Why not? I want to start them out young at some pretty sweet gaming devices. So,
well, you already have one.
What's it?
I was going to say, I would buy your PSP off of you to give to Jacob.
That's I just said. I'm going to give it to Quinn. So.
No, but that's what I'm saying. If next time he comes over, somebody who could use it.
Next time Jacob comes
over. And
you
want to make some money. Because I don't think that Quinn's going to be pulling any kind of do-re-mi anytime soon.
I want my son to have my PSP so we can be sitting there together playing games. do. No, next time Jacob comes over, or next time I come over, I'll let him play it for a little bit, see how he does on it. I've got a couple of games. The thing with that that's not as much fun as the Vita is that you do have to change UMDs every time. So there's a couple games that are stored on its hard drive, but that's about it, including the Little Big Planet that was just for the PSP, which is very hard.
I want to talk about this real quick because otherwise I will forget to talk about it. And I do think it's kind of, that's funny. We keep talking about this mobile stuff. So I told you about that Grocery IQ app that we
use. Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm getting updates every time Natalie purchases an item at the grocery store right now. It tells me that she's purchased an item.
How does it know that she's purchased an item? She checks it off a list.
She checks it off the list. And then it goes, your grocery IQ list has been updated. Your grocery IQ list has been updated.
It seems like you can change that frequency.
I know, but I like it. Yeah. I like it.
Like to see what she's doing, how she's making it happen.
That's right. That's right. I have a tracker on her phone. I find her whenever she is. I'm very creepy as a husband.
You know what? We didn't get jetpacks, but we did get tricorders. I'll say that. The shit these iPhones can do, it just freaking blows my mind. You know, it's funny, our security guard in our building was asking me about the, he's like, so what is that an iPhone? And I was like, yeah. And I was showing him, he's like, so how do I do it? I'm like, wow. It didn't occur to me that not everybody doesn't have an iPhone. And so I was like, well, yeah, you should get one of these because they're pretty much the staple phone in the world. He's older, too.
My dad apologized to me because he didn't get an iPhone. I thought that was really funny. He goes, I went with another Droid. I'm sorry. I was like, well,
but a Droid is still a solid
smartphone.
Yeah.
But I just think it's funny. I go, so I played along. I think he was kind of doing a bit. I'm like, well, if you want to have a subpar piece of equipment, sure. I mean,
but the Droid, what I noticed, because I try to get movies on my phone as an early adopter, I've been trying to do technology long before. So, like,
movies on his Nokia, which was really
pretty close. Well, I had an old,
I'm like, Kevin, you could maybe play a Tamagotchi on it.
It's true. Snake, remember when Snake was the bomb? There was I can't remember the name of the phone. I've still got it because it still has like an IR port on it, so I can remote control stuff.
I remember when you had that phone.
It was a great little phone.
God, that phone with the remote. Watch this. This is how it would go, right?
Hold on. Oh, you're even miming the stylus. Wow, you do remember.
you would say, watch this. Okay, watch this. Watch this. Okay, watch this. Hold on. What model TV do you have? Okay, watch this. Watch this. Hold on. It's going to be awesome. Hold on. Watch this. Watch this. Okay. Ready? Ready? Here we go. Hold on. Kevin, are you going to turn my TV up? Wait for it. Watch.
See, I spoiled the secret with you because most of the time I would just sit there on my phone quietly in a room while people are talking and then crack their TV. And then turn it on and off.
Right. Well, that's
why phones don't have that capability anymore. I don't know.
Because they're tired of. It's the same thing as that's the equivalent of cell phone technology to saying hello on your outgoing message. There's no other purpose for it beyond just playing some stupid joke. I agree. As a man who is a fan of stupid pranks,
as a
man who paid to zap porno on your television in the middle of one of your parties. Like,
way,
I
it
I
was
like
three
that
times
kind of
as
stuff.
Expensive as you thought.
No,
it wasn't.
I was going to say.
But I had a girl terrified that she had a ghost in her hotel room. We were rehearsing for a show and I was on my phone. And she even saw me touch my phone and watch the TV come on. And then she'd be like, are you doing that with
Michelle
the phone?
Aloma?
Yeah. And she'd be like, are you doing that with your phone? And I would just look at her and be like, it's a phone. How would I do that?
What kind of a phone?
And she'd be like, of course. What is wrong with my hotel room?
Inside Kevin said, I'm an early adopter.
Early adopter. So I used to try to get movies on on that same phone. So I had to buy this program online that would zap. You could convert a DVD into, like, they called it a QVOG. And it would be in these tiny little segments. So I took, like, the fifth Harry Potter movie and condensed it all down, or the fourth one, into these little chunks of a movie, and then drop it onto my phone as little WMV files so that it could watch them. And I was like, sweet, I'm going to have something to watch on the plane ride home after spending, you know, 8 hours trying to do this on my computer. I plug it in to my phone, put the earbuds in. I cannot hear it.
No audio. The
audio is there, but it's so
quiet.
Low.
Oh, even worse.
And it's like, So I'm just like watching pictures of Harry Potter on a screen that wasn't meant to show video,
just
really.
Angry and sweating from anger. Just.
This is better than nothing. And then the iPhone came out, and then the iPad. I'm like, oh, this is a device that
I
was
can't
built
believe we
to.
Haven't talked about this, the idea of the frustration and the extra work that goes into being an early adopter.
Oh, yeah.
It
sucks.
Wait, hold on.
What's happening?
You can't hear this, listener.
I can.
But my son has been playing with my wife's alarm clock, so now it's going off upstairs. So please hold after these brief messages from our non-existent sponsors, which will sound exactly like silence. Hope you enjoyed it.
While you were doing that, I was playing my PS Vita. Yeah.
I walked upstairs and came back downstairs, and I apologize for already forgetting what we were talking about. But is there any sound, speaking of early adopting?
Yeah. That's what we were talking about.
But why is it that we haven't fixed the alarm clock sound?
Sure we have. What are you talking about?
I'm sure.
I have the sleep app on my iPhone, which is, have we not talked about this?
You and I have talked about your sleep app.
The sleep app measures my sleep and gauges when I'm in my lightest sleep and wakes me up within a 30-minute window to a soft, gentle rolling music that, if it doesn't wake me up initially, will drop back down for 5 or 4 minutes and then raise back up again until eventually I wake up peacefully, quietly, and simply the way your body is meant to. What could possibly be better than that?
Well done, early adopter. Well done.
That's it. That's me.
Because I don't understand when they sat down and said, we need an alarm clock. Uh-huh. Because the problem is people don't live on farms.
Yep.
Roosters aren't doing it. So we need something else.
I think it's a cultural thing, if I'm guessing. This is purely speculation, but this is my guess. So the early alarm clocks were built out of necessity, not out of convenience, right?
Got it.
Wasn't like, I want a gentle sound, I just need a sound. So the thing that they could do, being mechanical, were bells, right?
Yeah.
Early clocks were gong, gong, gong. Somebody thought, I think I can make this miniaturized, and the only way to do that is with those bells. Now, when somebody's like, hey, you know what, I can do that digitally, they weren't thinking, how can I make this more pleasant?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They went.
That's the connection that I want. That the only option that came out of when we went digital was.
They're like, I need a sound that's like that so that you know it's an alarm.
Or you know what we're going to do? We'll let people wake up to the radio. And then what that's going to be
Which
is like,
wonderful.
Hey, I'm here with Chump Chump in the morning. It's time to go. It's 68 degrees outside. Yeah. The Dow just dropped 12,000 points in my pants.
Cha-ching! Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's what that. And I would rather have the than some Latino dude yelling at me. Which that's another way you can.
In Cholo the in the freshwater.
Did you say Cholo in the freshwater?
I'm gonna listen to that radio show.
Damn it! I wish I could get on morning radio. I'm Cholo in the freshwater.
It's less salty, I say. I'm the freshwater.
It's not for consumption.
It's strictly fish radio. They love it.
Oh, damn it. Well, I'm glad I brought that up. That was worth it. But here's the other thing. So this is what I originally, before I got distracted for the app and all this stuff, I wanted to talk a little bit about Madden because I got the new Madden game. And
it's available on the PS Vita, do you know?
I know, yes. You've told me that now twice, once off the air, so it's fair.
It didn't count unless the microphones are in front of us.
Most of our conversations don't. So I got the game. I was very excited. My Niners are, as I tweeted, for those of you that follow me on the Twitter, at Justin Worsham, I said that the Niners are making me feel like I have a hot tub time machine because I feel like I'm back in the 80s.
Nice.
I did not fit into 140 characters, but they're playing. Oh, my gosh.
You're such an old person.
Alex Smith is just laying them in there, and we have receivers that are wide open now.
Again,
it's amazing.
This is in your game, right?
No, this is reality.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
This is reality,
bro.
Yeah,
because they're doing good.
Yeah, and that resurgence has resurged my interest in football, I'm excited to get the Madden.
Is Tim Tebow on there?
No, Tebow's a Jet now.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's right. Sorry, I saw the Jet-Niner game last week and was like, oh, is Tebow? I was confused because they were talking about Tebow.
What a great shutout.
Yeah.
No points for you, Jets, 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 Jets. Oh, it's glorious. But anyway, so I was excited to get the game, and I've always been a fan of the franchise mode. And recently I was like, oh, you know what? Because we tried to do like an online franchise, but the game was already like, a year old or whatever. It was almost time to get the new one, and everybody's kind of moved on or they'd gotten their click. So I'm like, with the new game, maybe I can get in on a franchise. and do it. And they changed the whole system.
Of course.
And it's hard because as an, I'm getting to that age now where I feel like an old fogey because I'm like, what happened to my Madden? I know how to do it that way. The fundamentals of the game are the same, and they're actually
because football is the same.
Yeah, they've gotten easier, and you could kind of pick up on the little like the last year you had to throw a ball in the way that I imagine a quarterback has to throw the ball. You can't, like they say, you can't throw the ball when the guy is open because then it's too late.
It's too late.
You have to throw it, like you have to see the hole in the defense, you'd have to find, which is awesome to be able to do on a game and a dude who likes football. And it's just like, yeah, I feel like I could really do it.
Yeah,
if it just came down
line.
To pressing a button, like, you know, if there was a blue steel version of football, I could win.
Yeah.
But so he makes you're doing a slant route. Oh, there it is. There's that gap between the DB and the strong safety. Here it comes, Big Daddy, because you got a blitz in OLB, and it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
It's a lot of letters. Because
I pulled my fullback into a fade, and that's going to make him hesitate.
Yeah.
He's doing a wheel route out there. That's a dump-off route. So anyway, you got that.
I really need to know more about football. I watch it a lot, and man, I don't understand the sport.
Oh my gosh. If you love football, you have to listen to any episode of Adam Carolla's podcast where Dave Damashek is on. Uh-huh. Or maybe check out Dave Damashek's NFL podcast because he does this incredible impression of Chris Berman that just makes you laugh. He does like the promotion for their Man Grader. He goes, listen, Teach. The man great, you put your steaks on there, you get them on there, it grills them up right, you know, and that's the way steaks are. You know what? This just in, man great is the way to cook steaks. That's coming up after the blitz. And I can't do it justice, but it's so damn funny to me. But anyway,
man,
so you have to hit him in the so that part I could play. So they have this new thing where the franchise mode isn't even a thing now. So you could play like a career, and you could either play a career as a coach,
it's like an RPG,
or as a specific player. So what they've done is they've combined their franchise modes and their superstar modes into one mode, and you just pick what you want to be. So at first I'm like, well, if I get to be a coach, I'm just picking the plays. And no, I'm sure you could play it that way, but it's the same as the franchise
mode.
Essentially, you negotiate all the stuff, but it's more from the coach's perspective. And they follow you in the news and how well you're doing, and you can build your own coach to make them look like you if you want.
Fun.
And all this cool stuff. And then there's this other aspect where you could connect with other people. So if you essentially, I think the way that I read it or saw it in a video was that if you had 32 other friends that wanted to play online, then you could build your own NFL league. And every person could be participating in every
really?
Level or whatever is the way that they do it, which sounds far superior. Like, and
sounds great.
Before I had the second thought after we already had talked in the last episode, I was like fully prepared to come on this and rail against it because I'm like, why did you have to change it? Why couldn't you make it, you know? But I think this is kind of what we also rail against on this show is nerd rage. It's a fear of change. And it's unfair. Like, I haven't even given this a shot to see how much fun it is. And the reality of it, too, is that I used to not want to play online because I was going to be tired of playing, like, some 12-year-old. But then maybe a 12-year-old would be a lot more fun than the predictive,
I
put it on all Madden, I could still eventually beat the game. And
you develop
a sequence of plays that you could go to. But
absolutely.
If I'm playing other people, maybe this is actually taking it to a whole other level that I should enjoy.
Because it'll be the human factor. Same thing like with StarCraft. I can eventually get to the place where I can beat the game on medium, but there's nothing can top a human reading your tactics and a human making mistakes and a human...
So I mean, I'm gonna try it out, and I'm excited to do that. Is what I wanted to bring all that up for. So
$40 on the PS Vita network.
You could just download it. Boom,
bam, right there.
That's hit a button, and then it
shows up. Or I can have foosball.
Or Formula One Racing 2012 is already out too. That's a good game.
FIFA
I saw that
on here. Escape Plan. Yeah. Lots going on. PS Vita, a PS Vita game. That's what this one's called. Oh, and Assassin's Creed Liberation. That's coming out.
I'm so excited about that. Assassin's Creed 3.
Batman 2 Lego, Harry Potter Lego.
Thinking about getting the Lego games for Jacob, maybe.
Oh, I love them. I got a bunch of them if you want to borrow.
Okay, see if he can do it.
Yeah.
He likes to play DC Universe Online.
Really?
Yeah.
How's he rock with that?
He's okay. The controller's kind of too big for his hands, so it's hard for him to manipulate, and he doesn't...
And there's a lot.
But
if he use all the buttons on that stupid
game.
Yeah,
if he spent as much time as he spent on the iPhone. See, that's what's great about the iPhone is that it's intuitive. He just touches.
Yeah.
It's a simple interaction. And I think that's why he likes the PlayStation Move games and the Wii games. Yeah. That it's, you know, it's one kind of similar action. Mm-hmm. But if you got to do button combinations and all that stuff.
Yeah. Although he did extremely well with Skylanders. I definitely supported him.
That's what I mean.
Him.
I want to see if there's a game that's built for him that he could figure out.
Skylanders. That's what I'm telling you. Like, no, he had no problem.
I'm not following. Not yet. I know that I fought you on the PS Vita, and maybe I do it just for content on this show, but I'm not falling to that pit of debt.
It is a big. I thought about it.
They just released The Giants, which is why we couldn't.
No,
oh,
it's
I forgot
coming
to
out later. It's coming out in October.
Let's talk about how successful I've been on my Developer a Month.
Exactly.
And I did about
Matt Kramer and I were
ago.
Talking about that on Facebook, and I was like, "Yeah, we haven't really done what you said."
Well, it's not
good
without trying.
It's not without trying.
I mean, I contacted the guy.
I defended you.
I know. Well, thank you.
He attacked you though. Oh. It was brutal.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, Kramer. Kramer wants to step up to the Barkley hole because
that's
been vacated.
He's been very kind.
Listen here, you little turd monkey.
I made it up.
Yeah.
He's very nice.
I'm coming for you, Kramer.
Matt is a big fan.
Yeah, you know what else Kramer is? Racist. Did you know that? We know what you did at the Laugh Factory.
This
is
just
it a different
in.
Kramer? Yes.
Matt's Kramer is
But
racist.
Are all Kramers the same? Yes. Did he spell his differently? Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up with your pompous dropping of a T? What's up with that?
Wow. You were just angry.
What? He came at me first.
You haven't even met the guy.
He drew first blood.
He did it.
He drew first blood.
I was kidding. Matt, I'm sorry. Please don't recast me.
What if that's that?
Seemed like all fun.
Coming soon, Sly 5, Thieves in the Universe, starring Nolan North, Sly Cooper.
You do a better job. That's acceptable.
And we just watch our downloads.
At least it's not you or Mick Winger.
I mean, it'd be even worse if it was me. I like this guy's racial humor.
Let's get him in there.
He's got an edge to him. That's what I think Sly has been missing. Some level of inappropriateness. language unsuitable for children.
Well, yeah, it takes four times as long to get the session done because Justin just barely talks into the mic.
But when I do, it's magic, Kramer.
Yes.
What I do is magic.
Absolutely. Okay, let's take three of those words.
Like Picasso with your crazy whacked out copyright. Who wrote this garbage?
Okay, now one of the characters is Picasso. We just kind of change the game around whatever he says. We have this whole level about his son playing Angry Birds. Just because that's all he talked about for 3 days.
That's how we programmed the game around. Garbage I'm talking about.
It's like Robin Williams in Aladdin, but a lot less fun.
Sly is very anti-alarm clocks out of nowhere.
Sure. What is going on? This is really... The meta score on this game is really bad. Death to the Sly Cooper franchise.
That's funny. That's good times. That's good times. But yeah, so I've decided that this is also part of my reasoning of getting a Vita is that I'm like, why be resistant to these ideas? Now, well, it's also different. Now Daddy's got a little more coin in the bank, so he feels a little more secure getting a little portable gaming system. And so before I was pretty broke, and so that's nice. But I don't know why I even brought that up. But
and Scott, you said you saw they released Skylanders. You saw a commercial for something.
Oh, that's what it was. I'm sorry. Thank you. That when I've been talking to, now I can't even pull his name, but one of the lead designers over at Skylanders to try and get him to come on be on the show. And he's like, we're going nuts right now.
Giants is out in 3 weeks.
Yeah. And so
2 weeks.
This is like when he's the first one I contacted when we had talked to Matt.
Oh, so you actually got through to him.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I didn't
tell you
that?
No.
Oh, yeah. I found him. It took some tracking down. I did a little cyber stalking.
Yeah, you did. That's right. Yeah, I didn't know
and
you
then
actually
I found him and then he finally sent me an email back and he said, hey, I'm sorry I didn't get to this. He goes, I'm just swamped getting ready for the new Skylanders release. He goes, we're in crunch time right now. And he goes, but maybe I can refer you. And he mentioned two or three other guys. And I said, well, we're in no hurry. We would just like to have you guys on the show. I said, because my co-host is a big fan of the game and would love to talk to you. And I said, I know you guys have, you know, become a phenomenon. So kudos on that. And so then cut to I'm seeing the Giants you know, advertised.
And oh, so, really? Great.
Yeah, yeah. We're already seeing commercials for that on the Cartoon Network.
Wow, that's. I need to watch more Cartoon Network because I can't find. I look on Amazon regularly for packages to see what characters are going to be released and what their combo packs are going to be like, and all I can find is the initial starter pack.
That's all they're advertising.
Yeah, I haven't showed.
So they said, get your starter pack now. You know, that kind of thing, and it's if you like this, you like Giants, and it is kind of a cool idea. Yeah. I thought that it was just going to be like. Oh, we're going to make it bigger, but no. They show you some gameplay where it's like, oh, guy gets to do some pretty cool stuff. Like he just picks up a mountain or
something
like that.
And I talk about it where I saw it maybe at E3 or one of the things where they talked about the challenge for developing the Giants was that because you can always choose any of your characters, right? So the same rule must apply for Giants. You can't come to a section and be like, oh, I can't be a Giant now. I need to be one of the small characters. Yeah. So they said we have to figure out a way where you don't always want to be a Giant. There has to be things. There have to be rewards
or
things you can do. Yeah, to play the other characters.
Just being a brute force.
Otherwise, yeah. Why wouldn't you choose a Giant every time? What I'm excited. What I've kind of resolved myself is right now because we've got the kid. It's not like, and playing Skylanders is just about the second most cumbersome video game that I think I could play right now with an infant, next to maybe a game on the PS Move where I have to swing and move around and stuff. But to sit there with a stack of toys and trade them out while also trying to entertain an infant, just not realistic. So I'm going to wait a little bit.
A couple months you could do that.
Yeah, a couple months. I hope so, yeah. But I'm going to wait a little bit because I assume the same thing will happen with Giants that happened with Spyro's Adventure, where they will begin to package the characters together. So I think initially you can get singles and then they'll start to bring them into combo packs and stuff. But I believe they're going to have a lot more ancillary things that aren't just characters. So in the first game they had 4 expansion levels that came with 2 little extra items in them. So you got a character, an extra level, and then 2 bonus things. And there were 4 of those. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot more of that kind of extra stuff, little extra play on things. And I'm still super curious to see if villains will be added into this realm, or maybe that'll be Skylanders 3, because you still... Play as bad guys, because I think we saw it with Jacob, where when he was playing with the Skylanders, there's nobody for them to fight. They're all good guys. They have no bad guy toys. So, I mean, you can do PvP or whatever and pretend that they're battling.
What you're talking about is with, like, the Avengers. Am I right?
What do you mean?
Well, you're saying there's no bad guys for him to fight.
There's no bad guys. Yeah.
What I was saying is, like, I don't remember him saying, like, here's the thing. Yeah. I just entirely halted the train of what you were talking about.
You went to Marvel Town.
For the stupidity of saying, wait, is there something about my kid that I don't understand?
No.
Because I was like, wait, I go, because that was my frustration, is that you couldn't really, now they have it, but that you couldn't find a Loki toy for him to fight. And they still don't have it in like the 18-inch guys.
Right.
But I didn't know he was like, I need bad guys in Skylanders.
He just was like, well, who are they going to fight? And they
when he was playing with your figures.
Yeah, he understood they couldn't fight each other because they're on the same team.
Right.
They need a villain. Skylanders has an ample villain. Like, the whole game is villains.
Yeah.
So I wonder...
You can make a little mini fighting game almost out of that.
But I think for the toy aspect of it to get to... I'll be interested to see if they ever tackle that of, like, play as the bad guys. Finally, you can be the bad guys, play as them, and then you and me can play... And I can be a bad guy, you can be a good guy, or maybe there's another clan of Skylanders. I don't know. The sky's the limit, Skylanders. Yeah.
I know you said something about that you wanted to talk about Guild Wars, I think.
Yeah, I just have to share I get a +1 in technology.
Share this little news story that I thought you would also find interesting, is that a main senatorial candidate is a level 85 orc.
Nice.
This comes to us from Yahoo News in Littleton, New Hampshire. A Maine Senate race has turned into a fight over trolls, dwarves, and goblin-like creatures known as orcs. In a mailing this week, state Republicans accused Democrat Colleen...
When was this out?
Lachowicz. This is this week.
Okay, it has to be.
...of living in a fantasy world and making crude, vicious, and violent comments in online forums dedicated to World of Warcraft, a popular online game.
Oh.
Lachowicz, I'm probably butchering her name, and I apologize, who is challenging incumbent Senator Tom Martin... has responded by accusing Republicans of focusing on her hobbies rather than her public policy issues. I think it's weird that I'm being targeted for playing online games, she said in a statement. What's next? Will I be ostracized for playing Angry Birds or Words with Friends? Yes, is my answer, but not for the reason you're saying. a website produced for Republicans includes a link to Lachowicz's online character, Santiago, who sports a purple mohawk and is armed with a meteor shard. It notes that the game takes place in a make-believe land, Azeroth.
Come on.
And that Lakowicz is playing at level 85, the highest level one can attain.
Not true.
Malik said she spends hundreds of hours involved in World of Warcraft, which features an array of characters such as trolls and orcs. We need a senator who lives in our world,
not Colleen's world,
the mailing said. It also highlights comics Lakowicz made in online forums to other World of Warcraft players in 2009 and 2010, including, I love poisoning and stabbing. I can kill stuff without going to jail. And I like to stab things, and I'm originally from New Jersey. That's your explicative point. I like to stab things, and I'm originally from New Jersey. What's your point? I guess she does effing, I would imagine. Erica Dodge, a spokeswoman for Maine Democrats, said in an interview on Friday that Lakowicz, a social worker, had only spent 30 minutes playing World of Warcraft since January, as she was now spending her free time campaigning.
Of course.
Clearly, before she started the campaign, she spent a lot more time gaming, said Dodge. She's also a knitter, but my guess is no one is going to attack her for that. An estimated 211.5 million people, or about two-thirds of the population, play video games in the U.S., according to an NPD group. David Sorensen, a spokesman for the Maine Republican Party, said the mailing and website weren't meant to antagonize gamers. As far as we're concerned, it's not a World of Warcraft story. It's a candidate saying outrageous things through World of Warcraft story.
You don't get both sides of the table. No, that's not what you did.
Here's what I hope. When I saw this story, I really hope that this thing gets out there and that this chick wins because they tried to throw in the face that she's a gamer.
I think she'll lose because of their original point. Because they're right. If their point was her conduct in the game was demonstrative or... No, because if she was... rude in forums, like, would you vote a flamer into a flamer on forums, like somebody that just goes in?
You mean a queer?
Yes. Yes. No, I mean, like, people can be downright belligerent in these social games. I would agree if they had records of her, like, do you understand how she conducts herself in private when she has a mask on in the gaming world? It'd be like, do you really want somebody that has that deep darkness of evil tapped into? I'd say no, but that's not their point. Their point is she lives in an imaginary world of gaming, and you know what?
She's a weirdo.
It'll work because the people who vote aren't gamers.
You're right. But that's what I'm saying. That's what I hoped is that I do hope that this would encourage gamers. Like, I would love for there to be an uprising in Maine.
Yeah.
And them to, you know, because this is what I think is funny is that this chick is playing the most popular game that is out there right now.
The biggest game in the nation.
And that it would be
How many millions are playing this game now? Did they say
211.5 million people.
That hurts. 211? Wow. That must be worldwide, but still, wow.
Yeah.
Literally, wow.
Yeah, like,
literally, wow. Literally. Capital, double W's, or both cap. Wow.
Wow.
There's,
you don't capitalize an of. but I just like the idea. It was just a great juxtaposition of what I think is old times becoming, or new times and old times, is that it's like this chick's running for Senate. And I think it's great, and I wish it would blow. It's going to suck. I'm gonna follow this and make a note to see if she wins or not, because I would think it's great that they're like, well, she didn't win because she carried a meteor shower.
Showered. Let's send her a campaign contribution.
There we go.
Just because
$3
she plays.
Or what?
Well, I don't know about that. I just realized what I'm saying. Like, I can't vote for her because she plays games.
I wouldn't. That's as bad. Exactly. As she's a Democrat. She was a Republican, maybe I could think of supporting her. But that's not the
voting for someone because they're black.
This is not the platform for this show. But anyway, no, it's not. No, Republican and blacks do not get along. I'm totally kidding.
Powell? Colin Powell?
Yeah, there's a reason why he didn't want to sign up. There's a reason. Because he wanted his marijuana dope.
I'm also extremely pleased with myself that I remembered him. You have no idea how happy I am on the inside.
That reminds me of that SNL sketch. Have you seen that?
No.
Where it's like, you know, they're talking about the swing voters, and they're like, we have questions, and they need to be answered. And, like, and they're just, it's all dumb stuff. Like, you know, you talk about a president. What's one of the first ones? The first one is, how long does a president serve? 1 year? 2 years? 3 years? Or life? And it's this lady holding a baby. She's like, because if it's for life, I don't think we need to be electing a dictator. and then like Bill Hader has this great line where he goes, and you talk a lot about our dependence on foreign oil, but I want to know, just what is oil?
Swing voters.
and then I forgot her name, but she goes, are women allowed to vote? Because if they're not, I don't think I'm comfortable with that. And if men aren't allowed to vote, I think I'm even more uncomfortable with that.
That's awesome.
It's like, yeah, we're the swing vote, and we have questions that need to be answered.
That's why they're not voting.
We don't know who we're choosing. We don't know who to vote for in this election. But so I think that's interesting. I hope she wins, but I do think it's such an interesting thing that it's so simple for me in my mind is for her to say, why? If this is all you got,
yeah.
If this is your issue with me, I think I'm looking pretty good.
Right. Especially because it's not like she's also gaming while she's campaigning or like campaigning all day and then going home and gaming for 4 yes. hours and
they're
sleeping for three.
Well, even if she was, though. Like, here's the thing that I don't understand, and I'll say this and then maybe we should move on, but that's up to you. But that I just think it's interesting that we've decided that if you're going to run for public office, that what you do in your private life is also onus to me.
That's always been the truth,
though. No, I don't think so. I don't think people really cared because the information wasn't there, but now the information is there. But we also, what comes with this new information should be the evolution of society to say, yeah, but that's irrelevant, really. Mm-hmm. Now, how many people really hold a grudge against Bill Clinton because of what he did? Now it's getting more political than it is gaming. But here's my point is that I really don't think that we should care what she does in her personal life. Because what they're trying to say is that this is a chick who's going to go home and play video games for 4 hours, and that's her life. And it's going to take away from what she does in her regular life. I really think that that's the angle they're trying to play.
Yes, of course that's what they're trying to say. And it's just ignorance to the media, because you could say the exact same thing about television. And maybe somebody did 80 years ago. Like, this guy goes home and watches television.
Yeah.
Do you realize they watch TV?
Exactly my point. Yeah. And this is the part that I don't like about it, is that we say that we could say we should be able to be allowed to judge these people by what they do in their private life because they're public officials. And I say the same thing about people who live off of public funding. Yeah. I should be able to judge the way that you operate your life because my tax dollars are going to the way that you make your... The same thing should hold true for postal workers and all of that then, too. I should be able to say, oh, is my mailman playing World of Warcraft? Because I'm okay with that. But if you play StarCraft, that's where I draw the line. Because that is just garbage. That would never happen.
Developer.
I saw Revolution, and I think that could happen. If we lost power, we could go back to axes and magical dragons. That could happen in
is
real
that
life.
A revolution?
But we could never. There's no dragons.
Oh, I was like, that show might have lost its way very early on.
No, only in my head. But I don't know. So that's
this has been Justin Warsham's political podcast.
All right, so now what were you going to say about Guild
Wars? Let's move on. We can go home.
Oh, really?
That's the end of the day. We're already 6
Nobody
minutes
Nobody wants
over.
To hear about that.
No, it's okay. Well, I'll talk about it later.
Is it that long?
Yes, it's a long story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Next time on the Mog Radio Network. Don't be apologetic.
I have to be. I ruined it. I thought it was going to be quick.
Maybe we'll do another
story.
One.
It was going to lead you into the thing. And and it was. I had it all planned
Let's
out.
Let's go get you a Vita.
I rarely produce things. And this time I did, and this is why I don't. So give us a call, 408-228-4911. I know I have a couple of voicemails in there.
Wait a minute. We're only doing these two for the next 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
All right. We'll keep talking.
Okay. Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Okay. So what were you going to say about Gilbert?
This will be a super-sized episode because we've only got enough time to do a couple for the next couple weeks. that was the first real psych out we ever did at the end of the show. Okay, see you later. Bye.
All right. Wow, that's all you had to say about Guild Wars.
That's it.
I think we had a hiccup in the recording,
yeah,
and it may have not recorded everything you said about Guild Wars.
Oh.
So next time. We'll do it next time. Tired. I don't have time. I'm tired. I do not get any sleep. I have 2 children, Kevin. You have 1. Imagine what you are tired times 2.
I don't want to.
Okay.
But your 4-year-old plays video games. You can put an iPad in front of him. How long does that last, though? That's the thing. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You were telling me great things. Oh, go on.
He has
a very long
reach. He's 4 years old, and taking his phone from him is now a thing.
Oh.
Like, he didn't listen to me, and I said, if you don't listen to me, I'm going to have to take your phone away from the rest of the day. And it's funny because he was
Does he play with other toys?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not judging. I'm seriously asking.
No, I was reacting because I feel like the people that are listening don't know. But yeah, my dad watched him, and I sent him up there because he has all his movies on there too.
Yeah.
And so he, on road trips and stuff, he could just sit there and watch Batman Dark Knight or what else. I just put Avengers on there for him.
It's the best news ever.
And so he'll play.
I've already got an iPod.
He switches back behind between the two. He'll play a video game for a little bit, and then he'll watch a movie for a little bit. And I think it's cool. My dad was up there with his friends.
What child of our generation didn't beg God for an iPod or an iPad? I mean, I was bored out of my gourd
right
when I went on road trips. I would bring a notepad and just write down superhero names that I'd make up. That's the best entertainment I could do.
Really? I loved road trips. I was never bored.
Ugh.
I either slept or I had something that I thought would be fun to do on the side of the road. Entertaining myself was never
challenge
for me.
Doing that, I remember being like, I feel like my time could be better entertained.
Yeah.
I feel like there's something, and reading would make me nauseous.
I'm curious to see, and the only ones that I think that can truly, truly weigh in on this subject are educators. Because I have noticed that educators, like for instance, before 3D gaming, when I was going to school to be a teacher, the elementary school teacher I helped out said that the only problem she had with video games is that it was affecting kids' three-dimensional awareness. She said, I've noticed that the kids that have come through my classroom, they are so used to a two-dimensional world that when you try to explain something that is three-dimensional on a two-dimensional surface, they just kind of, I don't understand.
Like art? What would be an example?
Like shapes, like a sphere. The concept of a sphere and how to create it and how it exists in a two-dimensional plane did not make sense to them because this was back in a time of like Mario Brothers and side-scrolling two-dimensional games.
Where the whole world is two dimensions.
Right. The director at the preschool that Jacob goes to says she's not a fan of letting kids play video games for a long time because she thinks that they have issues with problem solving.
Which, she doesn't know what she's talking about.
But here's what I think. Yeah. What I think is that it's not problem solving in the way that we think problem solving, like not puzzles.
Oh.
I think it's interactional problem solving, like how to solve problems within a person face to face, which I could get, but I don't think that that's going to lead to the downfall of society.
And that skill is developed other places because I get it. Like a story on television, that's where they excel. What Muppets do on Sesame Street is show you a conflict and how to talk about your feelings, how to express instead of getting into a fist fight, how to do those sort of things. I get that a video game does the opposite of that.
Yeah. Well, my dad recently confessed his only fear that he's at least said thus far of me when I was a child of what he let me do was letting me play video games for such a long period of time because, and this is why he told me, my son went up and stayed with him and was playing with his phone while he was hanging out with his old fuddy-duddy friends that live up there at the cabin. And there's not a lot for Jacob to do, but he could hang out and talk to these guys, but sometimes he would get bored, so he'd just sit in the corner and turn on. So one of the guys is like, does he know what he's doing? And my dad knows that he's just kind of mashing buttons, but... Yeah. He goes, yeah, he knows exactly what he's doing because my dad likes to screw with these people.
He knows right. more than just mashing buttons.
Right, he does. But I think
I'm
the game,
your son against
the, well, the Skylanders game. There was another game that he was playing that he was new to Pocket Gods, is when this happened. But anyway, he goes, well, do you think it's a good idea for him to be, you know, playing that so long at this age or whatever? And my dad was like, he goes, his dad played it when he was a kid there, and. He said he's made thousands of dollars doing voices. So I think it's fine.
I think it'll work out
fine. I think it'll be okay. and so, that's what my dad said. But he said that was my concern when you were young. What's up, buddy?
A motorcycle guy waved. He saw me in the window and waved to me.
Oh, right on. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. That was
good story. Right on, dude.
That was
good.
Thanks for
stopping by.
There's a little update of what goes on in Burbank
when children travel. So, in the world of Guild Wars,
yeah,
I was playing the game that I love so much, and prior to my wife giving birth, I clocked a lot of hours. I'm nearly level 50, which is awesome. I think the cap is 80 in Guild Wars 2, and things are doing really great. Then towards the end of our time together, Jacob's just hunkering down. Don't you own a phone? All right, whatever. Do what you need to do. You broke it. You can't touch that button. That's the home button. Go get your own phone.
Hold on. We're almost done, kiddo.
Yeah. Hold on.
Jacob,
we're almost
please.
Done.
Please. Go play with your phone, please.
So,
all right. Well, then you have to just sit there because Kevin's trying to talk about something real quick. All right.
So, no. Hey, what did we say?
Jacob, don't make me hit pause. You're going to make this weird because when I hit pause, people are going to think that I just hit you when I got off the air. And we don't want to look at them because you're all dramatic.
Yeah. It's going to happen. You're like, wait, I don't. Kevin doesn't say no to me for things.
That's sure you do. That's a lie.
Probably more often than you do.
He had broken his view of you. All right, we got to finish this, so don't distract us, please. Okay.
So, towards the end of playing the game, or before my wife gave birth to the child that I love so much, mm-hmm. Something started to happen with the graphics engine on my computer. So, like, the screen would get glitchy. And the thing is, I had just, World of Warcraft had was releasing Pandera, which is the new expansion. And so they were doing, like, a come back to World of Warcraft for a week just prior to the release of Pandera and check it out. So I was like, oh, you know what, I'll check on my characters and see how the game's improved at all. Just for fun, just because I can play multiple MMORPGs at the same time, I think I'm so cool. Something I thought something happened when I installed World of Warcraft because the game, the Guild Wars, started to glitch out. So I went through and I uninstalled, reinstalled, uninstalled World of Warcraft several times, thinking that some DirectX or something got screwed up within it, It seemed to be okay for a little while, and then it just kept getting worse and worse. The game would, like, really tweak out. Sometimes it would kind of get over it. Sometimes it would just crash altogether. And then it got to the point where it was just bad, where the screen would completely scrabble over and then restart, and I couldn't even get into the system for a little while, and I thought, oh, my gosh, this stupid thing has crashed me. And then I finally was able to get in. I updated every driver on every device within the computer. Everything's up to date, and it's still happening. I'm like, okay, this is clearly not a software issue. This must be a hardware issue. And I recently, about 6 months ago, had just bought a new graphics card to celebrate Guild Wars 2. So I was stoked, and it's looking like this AMD card isn't working. And so I thought, you know, I have my old card still from just before I bought this new card. I'm going to put the old card in. If it works and the computer works just fine, then I know it's the new card. Hopefully it's still under warranty. I can get it replaced, and I can just stumble along on this old card until the new card gets a replacement under warranty. So yesterday I finally find a half hour, enough time after the baby is born, to actually crack open the computer, swap out the cards, which I'd never done before. Have you ever worked on the inside of computers?
I've done, like, RAM and swapped out a hard drive or a disk drive.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's essentially it with the graphics card. Normally I'm too timid to do it, but I didn't have time or energy to go find somebody, and Christian helped me out via email and such, and it's very liberating to, like, take it out, and it's like working on a car. Yeah. Like,
it's a new car.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I do imagine a future world 50 years from now where it's like, I don't touch my car. Go in. What do you got going on under the hood there, huh? I've got about 15.8 gigahertz.
That's the thing. When I read, because I started to read about graphics card and stuff, and that's how people talk about their towers. They're like, this is what my rig's got, and give all the specs.
Great, because if you go to, like, I'm sorry, I'm distracted, no. But I went to a huge LAN event that they had at this, like, kind of like a warehouse or a Boys and Girls Club, I think, like a YMCA. They, like, took, like, a room, and they had dodgeball, but they were doing, like, a 24-hour, everybody brought their computers.
Nice.
And it's the equivalent of, like, the, you know, Fast and the Furious of cars, and the guys have, like, neon lights around them. It's all tricked out.
They do crazy stuff. I saw one where somebody came in with it, and they put their computer inside a child's casket, and they were so proud of it. And the commentator's like, and he's really proud of this. And they show, like, a montage of clips of him repeatedly going, and, you know, it's in a child's casket. And so it's clearly in a child's casket. And, of course, this is a child's casket. Like, we get it, buddy. You're creepy.
Where's the child that was in that casket? Yeah,
exactly.
What's wrong with matter.
You? What is wrong with you? So I flip it out, put in this new NVIDIA card, or this old NVIDIA card, rather, and it's like, I turn it on. Everything's working great. I have to update the drivers. And once that happens, it's like moving right along. Everything looked like it was coming together great. And it's slower. The graphics aren't as polished, but it was working. I loaded up Google Maps because that would crash it, too much rendering. I'm able to zoom around. I'm like, well, ultimate test time. Guild Wars 2. Boop, 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 boop. Loaded up. And a little bar on the top that I'd never seen before pops up and says, known hardware issues. Click here. I'm like, okay. It says, we noticed that you're using this NVIDIA card. Thanks to our beta testing, which I was a part of with that card, we know that that card is bad for this game. If you use this card while playing this game, expect that your computer will crash. So, like,
happy gaming.
I still can't play my game. So bummed. So I loaded up StarCraft.
That's not how I thought this story was going to go.
Exactly. So So I loaded up StarCraft and I played a whole game of StarCraft. Super rusty, but I beat the computer. Not bad.
Medium?
Medium.
Yeah.
Protoss versus Terran. Oh. Nailed it. Brought the Colossus in at the 0 hour. Come on. Take them right out. They thought they had their destroyers, but
they didn't know that Colossus was coming.
Or Zergs. Yeah. Anyway, so the thing works fine.
You pwned that CPU.
Pwn! But the bummer is now I still don't. So I'm trying to go through all the steps with getting this warranty and getting my card replaced with something else.
So here's how I thought that was going to go.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say that World of Warcraft had found some way of making it to where Guild Wars wouldn't work, like with your graphics card. I was like, oh my gosh.
That's exactly what it seemed like. That somehow, but I think it was all, it has to be.
So you got a bum graphics card.
I think it's something happened with the graphics card.
So you have to get a replacement to get like a... That's my world. But I was going to say, like every once in a while, you'll get a brand new water heater that has a bad thermal coupler, which sounds like a part from Star Wars, but it's a real thing.
No, that's a real thing.
That the gas line that comes in and you have to be able, like what it does is it senses if the pilot light is lit and uses the heat that the pilot light generates to activate a sensor that allows gas to flow into it. If it's not, then it shuts down and does not let gas flow into it so it can't explode on you. But what will happen is if that thermal coupler fails, even though everything is working, it won't let you light the water heater at all.
And then you're like,
it's happened so often that you call them and they overnight you a new thermal coupler.
Wow. That sucks.
That's how often you get a bad thermal
coupler. That's what happened with that dryer when they brought it over. That they just, this super heavy, giant dryer, and if you drop it too hard, it'll break that tiny little flint thing inside of it so it
the
won't
igniter,
work.
Yeah.
You're like, well, this seems like bad packaging.
Because you have a gas dryer, right?
Yeah. So great.
All right, did we get your tech talk? Did we do it?
So I'm actually starting a foundation. People can send in $5 so I can get a new graphics card. I actually thought about doing a video with
like
Creed.
You did with your...
Over
oh,
it.
Creed.
Saying like, my graphic... Guild Wars 2 doesn't work on an NVIDIA GT 480, only on a AMD
6870. We could do it right here, right now, bro. Why am I letting you run through and burn your content when I have everything that we need right here? What wasn't it Arms Wide Open?
Yeah,
isn't that what? Why? Oh, Creed, there it is. Oh, this is what I have. This isn't it, though, is it?
This is good.
Okay.
Guild Wars 2. Sweet MMORPG.
Yeah, bro.
Works on an AMD 680/70.
I bet it does.
As long as you're under warranty.
Oh.
But not on an NVIDIA 430.
No.
It's just not fair.
Dude.
Write in to Guild Wars 2 via ArenaNet right now. And tell them to upgrade their patches.
Good luck getting an email that doesn't bounce back, yo.
Or buy me a new graphics card. They're far cheaper than a PS3, I'm just saying, bro.
You poor thing, man. You're such a victim in this. So they did this to you.
And now I'm stuck playing StarCraft 2.
Oh, that's not a way to live a life.
Or paying $15 to play WoW or Knights of the Old Republic.
Natalie, of course, bringing snacks to the podcast. That's old school. Old school move. That's not what our guys are fighting in Afghanistan for. That's not what that's about. No.
Why?
I'm sorry.
That's it. That's good.
All right, there we go. That was good. That felt good. It felt right.
How'd you feel about that, Jacob?
Good.
Thanks.
Mouthful
candy
of candy corn.
Candy corn for lunch.
Mouth.
Candy corn for lunch. All right, that was our show. Give us a call, 408-228-4911, or send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Don't forget to help Kevin get his new graphics card. That's a big one. You can go to secondfunniestpodcast.com, make a donation. Please limit your donations to above $100. Otherwise, don't waste our time, jerk.
Two of those, and I can get a sweet card.
Three of those, and I've got a great card. Don't forget to check out our wonderful friends at the MOG Radio Network. Tons of great shows. Old Republic Radio. If you're a Guild Wars 2 fan, there's a podcast out there for you there as well. And I'm sure even more stuff to be coming. Look forward to Kevin and I going to be on that show.
Yeah.
Kevin and I. It sounds a lot like Kevin and Bean. I'm going to be Bean. You can still be Kevin.
No.
All right. I'll be Kevin.
Bean.
You'll be Bean. I'll be having my good friend Kevin Miller. Just Justin Woods. Thanks. Okay. Bye.